All right. Let's start. Everyone can not that you need my encouragement, but you can keep on eating. In the end of this week's parsha focuses on the various karbanei musafim that we bring on different occasions. So before it begins, we discuss that. We talk a little bit about the parsha's the karban hatamid, and the karban hatamid, like many other karbanos, come with also wine libations, that which we know to be we call nesachim. So if you look at number one on the sheet, it says it's a pasuk we should be familiar with. If not from saying it every morning, we should be saying it, but just from Rosh Chodesh laning. It says, V'nizkor v'yis ha'hin la'keves ha'achad ba'kodesh ha'sech nesach shechar la'adonai. So it talks about v'nizko, how much of wine has to be brought with it. So it tells you a quarter of a hin per keves. Rashi comments on this, nesach shechar, what does it mean? A nesach, a libation of shechar. It has to be specifically l'yayin ha'mishaker prat l'yayin migito. He said the wine that is brought with the karbanos has to be alcoholic, as opposed to yayin migito. What's yayin migito? So what's a gat? You're in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes they'll take you on tours of ruins and you'll see a gat there. A gat is a wine press. Very good. So yayin migito is wine just came right out of the press. Wine that came out right out of the press is, of course, has not fermented. It's not yet alcoholic. So therefore, in order for something to be kosher to use for nesachim, it can't be yayin migito. It can't be fresh out of the wine press, but rather it has to already have fermented. That is what we see from here. That is the comment of Rashi. It specifically has to be alcoholic wine in order for that to work. This is discussed in the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra is talking about the relationship between Kiddush and Karbanos. And the Gemara tells us, Omer Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Marav, Ein Omrim Kiddush Hayom, Ela Hayayin Haroi Rinasech Al Gabe HaMizbeach. In order for wine to be eligible to be used for Kiddush, it also has to be eligible to be brought together with a karban. So l'mu'ute mai, so what are we excluding here? What type of wine can't you bring? So you might have thought, the Gemara says, ilema l'mu'ute yayin migito, you might think I'm telling you that I can't use non-alcoholic wine for Kiddush, like I can't use it for karbanos. V'atani Rav Chiya yayin migito lo yaviv im hevi kosher. But wait a second, we have a tradition that yayin migito, non-alcoholic wine, is not preferable for a karban, but if you did it, it is kosher. Mikaven dimhevi kosher, anana filachachilodami. So if you could bidyevet, if you brought it for the karban, it would be good enough. So then, of course, it would be good enough for Kiddush. The Amar Rava Sochit Adam Eshkol Shal Anovim Vomer Lav Kiddush Hayom. And in fact, we know we have a tradition that Rava says that a person could take a clump of grapes, squeeze it into the cup, and then say Kiddush on that cup that came out. So what do we see from there? Clearly, does it have to be alcoholic? It does not have to be alcoholic.
So why does Rashi say what Rashi said?
You could have been the Ramban. So close, right? The question that the Ramban says, Rashi, where did you come up with that from? Because you are against the Gemara. That is exactly the Ramban's question. So the Ramban in number four quotes, V'nisko yayin ba'kodesh hasech, al ha'mizbech yisnaskud, nesech shechar, yayin ha'mishaker, prat li'yayin migito, lashon Rashi. The Ramban starts off by quoting the opinion of Rashi. Ve'eino nachon. He says, Rashi is not correct. Rashi is wrong. Oh. I didn't mean to scare you. Have another drink.
Some wine.
Or maybe wings. Why shekvar amru yayin migito lo yaviv im hevi kosher? Doesn't it say in our Gemara that you should not bring it, but if you do, it's good? And there's no pasuk that you learn it from. Ela mala midrabanan lechatchila. What does it mean? That really, according to the Torah, any type of wine is fine for a carbon. It could be alcoholic, it could be non-alcoholic. The rabbis say it is preferable to use alcoholic. But short of that, he said there's no reason to believe that way. So therefore, the Ramban asks a question on Rashi. You seem to be against the Gemara.
Again, you're not saying why it should be alcoholic. Why should it be alcoholic?
No. Again, we generally assume that we'll discuss it a little later on, but in general, the Gemara tells us in Brachos that when it comes to all juices, we traditionally make a bracha of
except
grape juice. Right. On most, if I squeeze an orange, if I squeeze a grapefruit, if I squeeze carrots, pears, what apples, I always make a shahakol. And that is, in fact, a downgrade of a bracha. In general, we assume the more specific a bracha is, the higher ranking it is. Right? So therefore, for example, pri ha'etz is a higher ranking bracha than pri ha'adama. Because trees also come from the ground, right? And of course, everything is more than shahakol barach, shahakol the abidvaro. This just covers everything, right? We always aim for a more specific bracha. So if you take an orange, which is a ha'etz, and you can make it a shahakol, you make it into juice, that's a downgrade. The exception is when it comes to wine, it gets an upgrade, right? It becomes a borei pri ha'gefen. Right, which is more specific than the borei pri ha'etz that you get from grapes. Why? Because we assume that when it comes to the grape is the one of maybe two examples where, in fact, the juice is an upgrade from the fruit.
Okay, but
why is it an upgrade?
Because you can use it for.
Because it's alcoholic.
No, because you can use it for kiddush.
Just think about it. If you think about it, right, the price of orange juice concentrate futures is less than the cost of oranges. However, the cost of wine is more than the cost of grapes. Right. So therefore, we assume that alcoholic wine is better than non-alcoholic wine, and therefore it is preferable to bring it along with the carbon.
Isn't the Rashi making an argument that he's glossing the word? He's saying, why do we have this extra word?
Correct, but Rashi doesn't have a right to darshan against the Gemara.
I didn't say that he does.
Right? So that's the Ramban's question. Right? The Mizrahi, as usual, comes to defend Rashi. And Mizrahi quotes the Ramban. And he said, he answers second line, Vani Tamim Od, Kilo Ra Mashapirs HaRashbam Zal. So look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam was a grandson of Rashi. The Rashbam always follows Rashi. He says, so if you see what the Rashbam says, that's clearly the opinion of Rashi. Right? So it's a cultivar of Divrei Rashi, Bibasra, Berakamocha Peus, Gabe Yayin Migito Lo Yavi, Nimhevi Kosher Lo Yavi, Mishum Dixiv Shechar, Midimishacher. He says that really it wiser Chachila. Nesech Sheikhar, what does the word Sheikhar sound like? Marsha?
Shaker?
Shikr.
Oh, Shikr,
yeah. Right. Okay. Right, without going through all of your family members who had that issue. Right? Right? That again, when it says Nesech Sheikhar, it says you should be a libation of something that is, in fact, intoxicating. Right, so therefore he says Yayin HaMeshacher, but that of course is the preferable. If you don't have it, bid the Eved, you can go without it. But it's the same. It's the same root. It's the same as Shaker Heights. Same idea, right? So. Yes.
Hitting on the same point. I don't understand why it has to be alcoholic. I haven't gotten the answer for that.
Sheikhar, Mishaker. That's what Pasuk says.
Okay.
So going back, we have a general rule. And the general rule is we said that if it's good for the carbon, it's good for Kiddush. And this is clearly good for the carbon. And it says specifically it's good for Kiddush. So non-alcoholic drinks, in fact, should undoubtedly even a non-alcoholic wine should undoubtedly be good for Kiddush. There shouldn't be much of a discussion here. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch says it flat out. Number six, Yayim Igitu Mekachin Olav. Wine that is fresh from the press, you can make Kiddush on it. In fact, he quotes the exact Gemara, Sochit Adam Eshkol Sharanovim V'Omer Olav Kiddush Hayom. A person can squeeze out grapes and make Kiddush directly on that. The Mishnah Berurah comments, Mikol Mokom Mitzvah Menemuchim B'Yayin Yashon D'Hayin Kishkvar Ovar Olav Mem Yom. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but it's still preferable not to. It is preferable to have wine that has aged a little bit. How much is a little bit? 40 days. Okay. Now,
how did you get 40 days? Where does that come from?
That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. I assume that's what it takes for the fermentation process to begin. That's my guess. I'm not an expert in the area. The Rashbam, though, it says why. Why should that be true? Again, if the whole value of wine is the fact that it is alcoholic, it is intoxicating, why should we allow a non-intoxicating wine to be used for Kiddush? So let's look at the Rashbam. It's a very interesting reason. He says, Hu yayin hanimko b'chanut, uposel hu d'lo havi shechar, v'lo roi liyo shechar, ki yayin migito, disofa mi liyo shechar. He says, the Rashbam says there's two different types of non-alcoholic wines here. One is the type of wine that were we to allow it to sit, it would become alcoholic, right? The fresh squeezed juice, given time, given the proper environment, right, will become wine. So therefore, even though it has not yet become fermented, has not yet become alcoholic, still, since it can become it, that's good enough. However, if you were to have a type of grape juice that could never ferment, that would not be good. Now, our grape juice, if you let it sit for long enough, what? It becomes rancid, and then Samson will eat it and die. So what? So ultimately, it would seem that even though we say Yayin Migito, non-alcoholic, fresh squeezed grape juice is good for Kiddush, it would seem based on the Rashbam that our grape juice, right? What do we do with our, how do they make grape juice nowadays? They boil it, and the boiling it stops the fermentation, and therefore that's it. That's the end of it. So one could say that even though, yes, Yayin Migito, freshly squeezed grapes, that is not a problem. Still, grape juice is problematic.
Isn't fresh wine often boiled?
After it ferments. Correct. We'll discuss. Right. That's after.
I know that. Right.
So according to the Rashbam, we have a problem here. The Meiri, however, has a different approach. He said, so he seems to say specifically, Hamatuk me elav afa pishal nisuch pasul hoel ve'eno mishakir mekachin elav. So he says that this type of wine that will never ferment, yes, it is problematic for a carbon. However, for Kiddush, even if it will never ferment, it's still good enough. Right? What we require for Kiddush is less than what we require to put it on the mizbeach. Based on that, Rav Vosner in his Beis HaLevi says clearly, if it's not alcoholic and it will never, in fact, become alcoholic, it's not a problem. He said the bottom line is, he says, that everything would, in fact, be fine. So he says that there is a disagreement, but we assume, as far as Kiddush is concerned, even though it will never, ever become alcoholic, doesn't make a difference. However, we could potentially run into a different problem. The different problem was already referred to by Tristan. Most kosher wines, actually, more and more not actually, but all grape juices at this point are mevushal, they are cooked beforehand. Rashi comments, interestingly, in the tshuva, he says that yayin mevushel, you know what bracha you make on it? Shehakol ni'eh bedvaro.
Much, that wasn't right. Too far off.
What? I didn't realize you followed the opinion. In fact, neither did you. So according to Rashi, he says Yayin Mavushel is not considered wine at all. And in fact, the bracha you make on your Yayin Mavushel is a shahakal. Because once you cook it, it's no longer the fine wine that it used to be. And therefore, all cooked wine, you make a shahakal. And of course, if you're going to make a shahakal on it, you're not using it for kiddush. Tosfos in Bava Basra quotes this Rashi and disagrees. He says, Yesh Ravi Raya Meir Yerushalmi Dishkolim, the Arve Psachim, the Yayin Gomor, who the Omer Hasam Arba Kosar Shamu Yotzim the Biyayim Ravoshal. He says, besides using wine for karbanos, besides using wine for Kiddush, another important time of the year that we use wine is at the Seder for the Arba Kosos. And the Yerushalmi says specifically, you can use Yayin Mavushel, cooked wine, for the Arba Kosos. So he's saying that if you're telling me that cooked wine you can use for the Arba Kosos, it goes without saying that what bracha do you make on it? It's got to be a Borei Pri HaGafen, right? So therefore, Rashi's opinion is against the Yerushalmi. And it's not tenable. The low kapirish Rashi v'harashi comes with the yayim mevushel b'varchem shahakol, the ishtamli greyusa. They think that it's become worse, and therefore you make a shahakol. So this is clearly against the v'em l'harich kan. So Tosfos says, I disagree. So we have a machlokas, what bracha you make on yayim mevushel? The Shulchan Aruch only quotes one opinion. And he says, number 13, al kol peiros ha'ilam mevarech v'tchilo borei pri ha'etz. And all fruits make a bar parades. Chutz me hayayin shem varecha b'ri priya gafen. Okay, that's not a chiddush. I make a bar priya gafen on wine. Bein chai bein mevushel. Whether or not it was cooked. So the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that we do make a bar priya gafen when it comes to cooked wine. The Rambam sort of agrees. The Rambam goes with the following approach. He says, yes, you make a Borei Pri HaGafen on it, but you can't use it for Kiddush. Looking at the Rambam, number 14, Ein Mekachin Elo Al Hayayin Haroi L'Nasei Chagavei HaMizbeach. In order to make Kiddush, you have to be able to use it for the Nesachim. Lefi Chachim Yisair V'Dvash Or Sa'ar. If you mix in honey, for example, mead, would that be mead?
Yes.
Right?
No, mead is distilled from...
Just from honey, no grapes in it.
Mead isn't distilled. Mead is made by mixing water and honey. You then ferment that, and that's mead.
Okay,
if you mix mead
right.
And water, you don't have
mead. Right, okay, but it says if you mix in honey or sa'or, or I feel kitipa sachardo, or if you put in some yeast, right? Or again, arguably, sangria would be a problem as well, because you're mixing in fruit juices. Right? So, right? B'chavis gadol, even if it's one drop in a large barrel, ein mekachin alav. It's no good for Kiddush, according to the Rambam. Kach anu morim b'chol ha'marav. This is, in the West, this is our tradition, what everyone follows. V'yesh mi shemata kadesh alav. But there is an opinion that says you're allowed to use it for Kiddush. The Omer Ronema Hayain Rel Nasik Hagabe Mizbeyach Elohotzi Yain Sherecholo Omegula Omevushel Shemekashin Al Achimim. So the person who is lenient and would allow it says that this is only in the case when we say it's not good, if it's a smelly wine, or if it's a wine that was left uncovered, or if it was Yain Mevushel. So the Rambam is clearly saying that according to all opinions, even though you have a right to make a Borei Pri HaGafen on the wine, still you can't use it for Kiddush. So again, when it comes to grape juice so far, we've had two issues. One issue is the fact that it's non-alcoholic. And the second issue is the fact that it is mevushel, right? When I say mevushel, generally by grape juice, I mean it was pasteurized. It was pasteurized, right? The fact that they pasteurize it, pasteurizing is just a matter of a fancy word for heating it up. Right? So that is the issue. And the Maggid Mishnah supports that. Lehalacha. What do we say? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mekachin al yayin mevushal v'al yayin sheyesh bo dvash v'yesh om she'ein mekachim aleihem. What is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch? Chesed Shulchan Aruch, some say yes, some say no. Thank you very much. Rama, Minog Ashkenaz, Minog Kashrav, Afil Yesho Yayin Achash Inotov Kamo Amavushal. He says, well, we in fact do use it. Assuming it's the better wine, Yeshbo Dvash. So the Rama says, you should use whatever the best wine you have, whether it's Mavushal or not. The Mishnah Brewer says, however, if all else is equal, he says, if all else is equal, better not to use Yayin Mavushal. He says, I agree, you make a Bari Priya Gafen on it, that's for sure. However, he says, all else being equal, you should not make Kiddush on it. So therefore, there is this rule that you that it would seem that you can use cooked wine. However, better not to. The Shmira Shabbos Kehilchasa disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. And he says there's a reason that all our wines are cooked. And that is because? Yayin Nesach. That is correct. The halach. It means as follows. If a non-Jew or even a non-Shabbos observant Jew handles uncooked wine, you're not allowed to drink it. Non-Shabbos observant, someone who is mechalal Shabbos b'farhesya, someone who publicly violates Shabbos, they should not handle wine that is not cooked.
What's the definition?
What?
What's the definition of handling?
When it's open,
correct.
Okay.
Meaning that if the Coles don't finish this tonight and then they put it in the fridge on the door and the cleaning lady comes tomorrow and opens the door, it's over. That's handling enough. What? Because it's already open. That's the problem.
But she doesn't even touch it. She just opens the door?
Yep.
You better finish it tonight. Stay up all night.
Well, that's the Inessa. This is called Stam Yenam.
No, what happens with all the hotels in this?
They use Mavushal.
They do what?
You should know that in yeshiva, you should know that, again, if it's Mavushal, you don't have a problem. In yeshiva, oftentimes they used to come around whenever there was a very fancy dinner and they ask yeshiva boys to be the waiters because of this. Right, well, this isn't an issue of Odevar Zara, this is Stam Yedim, and it's beyond the pale here.
Stam Yedim, sip the his wine. The wine of the
All right. So again, you'll just take my word for it that it's a problem. So therefore, in order to avoid this, again, at our Shabbos table, we have all sorts of people, right? Sometimes even Sfardim. So therefore, so because of that. I always try to specifically use Yayin Mavushal because of this issue, and that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kiyochus says.
He said, "No,
it's Shemi Yenasech Tavodah Zara." Right, Nesach. So
at your Shabbos table, mm-hmm.
We have non-Jews also at our Shabbos table. Truth is.
So you have to pour the wine in the cup, so they drink it.
It's getting easier and easier. It's getting much more common than it was. I've got caught a few times.
Okay, but if,
In your neighborhood,
maybe.
Not here.
Okay. Anyhow. Largest winery, not in Louisiana. Anyhow.
Israel.
What? Many of them are. At this point, you'd be amazed. Well, for starters, you should know, I'll just say, in terms of the low-end stuff, the Kedem bottles, the fat ones, the 1.5 liters, those are all not Mavushel. I'm talking about wine.
Thank you.
You know the glass bottles? They have the big, fat glass bottles. What? But yeah, it's becoming much more common to have a non-Mavushel. Now, interesting. So we said, so the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos commented that it is better to use Mavushel to avoid the problems of Kashrus, right? Rather than to be machmir, than to be stringent, in this case, to use Zayin Mavushel. In the footnote, he comments that, in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach thought that the small amount of heating that we do in pasteurizing, right? It's basically a flash heating, does not have a real negative effect on the taste, and therefore, there is no preference one way or the other. Yes, my sommelier, what do you have to say?
He was wrong that he didn't get back on the table.
Okay, so maybe, you know, I'm, right, if you're, again, for a peasant like me, it doesn't make a difference. So that's the story. Now, let's get down to the bottom line. Grape juice on Shabbos. So what did we see so far? We saw that there was a matter of...
We have yes and no.
In a shocking turn of events, we have yes and no. Correct. And the way it seemed until now is that yes, but probably better not to. Rav Henkin, right, but overall, if we had to posket, it would seem an overall yes, right? We said the fact that it's not alcoholic doesn't make a difference, A. And the fact that it's mevushel, well, so are the wines at this point, right? So you can't say, oh, the grape juice is bad because it was cooked. Big deal. So the wines get cooked also. We still use them, right? So if the fact that it's not alcoholic doesn't make a difference, and the fact that it is cooked doesn't really make a difference, so why would there be any reason not to allow grape juice? So the original tshuvas that came out in the 1930s, 1940s, were all somewhat opposed to the idea of having grape juice for Kiddush. I give you a number 19. Rav Henkin wrote two tshuvas, and he published them right next to each other. One in 1962 and one in 1964. In 1962, he wasn't into it. In 1964, he changed his mind a little bit, and he was more supportive. Why were some rabbis so violently opposed to it? Well, that becomes a very interesting story. Using grape juice for Kiddush. 1920, I believe, was the beginning of Prohibition.
1919, late.
Right.
Okay. When Prohibition kicked in, there was an exception for wines that would be used, alcohol used for sacramental purposes. All of a sudden, it seemed that in the early 1920s, Jews needed a lot more Kiddush. Right, there was a major tshuva movement that started, where people were regularly drinking arba cases. What? So, this was not creating a great Kiddush Hashem, as you might have guessed. Therefore, a certain rabbi stepped up and said, I would like them to take away the sacramental exception. We don't need wine. We can get by with grape juice. What? That rabbi, whose article I give you from the Jewish Yearbook of 1923, was Rabbi Louis Ginsberg. Who was Rabbi Louis Ginsberg? A dear friend.
Is he over here?
What?
Isn't he in Lakewood?
No,
Who? Louis Ginsberg or Al Capone?
It's a different Ginsberg.
No. So Louis Ginsberg was head of the seminary of JTS. And the fact that the conservative movement said that you can use grape juice led to a natural pushback of people saying you can't use grape juice. And throughout, up until the 1950s, pretty much, the majority of the opinions would not allow grape juice to be used for Kiddush. Right? There was a very strong article written in 1926 already by a fellow Rabbi Horowitz from Hartford. And he wrote a long response as to why, in fact, we cannot use grape juice for Kiddush. And it is necessary for us to keep on using wine. And it is necessary for us to maintain the sacramental exception. It's interesting. After this response came out, the reform movement began lobbying Washington to remove the sacramental exception. But they quickly backed down at the behest of the church. The church says, no, we need this exception. And with that, so again, for the Orthodox would not have turned them around, but the church made it very clear to them that this is not something that we're interested in, and that was the end of that. So, I gave you the first paragraph here of the response. Well, where he writes, under the Volstead Act and regulation of the Department of the Internal Revenue, Jews are permitted to buy wine for the performance of their religious customs. This privilege has given rise to widespread abuse, which has attracted attention from many quarters. Many people, not rabbis, have presumed to exercise the function of rabbis in order to procure and help others procure wine, not at all for religious purposes, but for beverage purposes. The rabbinical assembly has been moved by the discovery of these scandals to ask whether fermented wine is indeed essential to the performance of any Jewish religious ceremony. So, at the time, this Rabbi Horowitz sent a question with his long tshuva to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Frank was a well-respected Zionistic rabbi in Jerusalem at the time, who probably knew nothing about the Volstead Act whatsoever. And he said, no, grape juice is fine. Grape juice is good. Over the years, as time went on, Pesachim changed as well. I give you one, Rav Avadia Yosef writes clearly, Lefichach yayin umitz anavim mepustarim, wine or pasteurized grape juice. Mevarche b'rei b'tchira b'rei p'ya gafen u'besof bracha mein shalosh. You make a b'rei p'ya gefen on it and you end with an ala gefen. Shehi ala gefen v'al p'ya gefen. U'mekachin aleim b'shabasos v'yam tovim. And you can undoubtedly use them for Kiddush. So there is not a question. That is the overwhelming opinion. There's a fascinating article, which I didn't put in here, but if anyone's interested in it, written by Rabbi Zvulun Charlap. Rabbi Zvulun Charlap was for many years the dean of Ritz, of the Smicha program at Yeshiva University. And he writes a story, and he was a young man, sounds like in the 1950s, he became very ill. And the doctors told him that it is necessary for him to have no alcohol whatsoever because of his condition. And he went to tell his father, and his father said, okay, so from now on you'll make Kiddush on bread. So he said, I was kind of hoping for grape juice. He said, no, we don't rely on grape juice. You'll have to do it on bread. So he said, but you don't understand. You know, I'm the rabbi of the shul, you know. Jack doesn't put out two loaves of bread. Jack puts out grape juice and two crackers. That's what he always does. And 7,000 cups. That is the tradition. This is how we do it. Right? So he said eventually his father relented and told him that, you know, given that this would be so difficult for him, that he would in fact be allowed to use grape juice. And he writes the entire story behind it. It's a very interesting read if anyone's interested. So the bottom line is that we definitely paskin that you can use grape juice. And here in Idos, we do use grape juice. However, there are definitely real opinions out there that say, given the choice between grape juice and wine is definitely preferable. hence last Friday night. So therefore, what? I think he didn't ask. I think he just said he asked for wine. So I think that again, because of concerns of people at the table, people aren't as makbid on the mevushal. But when it comes to if all else is equal, probably wine is preferable to grape juice. But if that's what you have, grape juice is according to pretty much all opinions now acceptable. And that is, in fact, what is relied upon among Ashkenazim and Sephardim alike.
I have a better raya.
No, let's hear.
On Pesach, the Elio only gets grape juice.
Not in my house.
Oh, well.
Now I know he doesn't stop by you.